Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deepinder Silwal with the news. The headlines first. Top three leaders of ruling coalition discuss local level election and the MCC pact. Home Minister Balakrishna Khar directs security bodies to make necessary election security preparations. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal assures of continuation of ruling coalition, and Russia accuses the US of trying to draw Russia into war. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deoba, CPN Mao Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal have held a meeting at Balotar today. CPN Mao Centre Chair Prachanda's press coordinator Surya Kiran Sharma said the meeting of the top three leaders of the ruling coalition discussed contemporary issues including the local level election and the Millennium Challenge Corporation Pact. Yesterday, in a meeting held with the Prime Minister, the Election Commission officials had suggested the government hold the local level election on the 18th of May in a single phase. Prime Minister Deoba had said he would determine the local level election date after holding a discussion with the ruling partners. A meeting of the Central Security Committee chaired by Home Minister Balakrishna Khar discussed the proposed security management and preparations for the local level election. Home Ministry spokesperson Fanindra Mani Pokhrel shared that the meeting discussed the security management and current security situation considering the local level election proposed by the Election Commission for the 18th of May. Chair of the CPN Unified Socialist Madhav Kumar Nepal has assured of the continuation of the alliance among the ruling parties. Addressing a program in Kathmandu today, Chairman Nepal said there were no differences among the ruling alliance regarding the works of the government. He further said the leaders of the ruling alliance were in dialogue continuously, thus the alliance will continue. A secretariat meeting of the CPN UML has endorsed the party's regulations and directory of sister organization coordination mechanism. CPN UML leader Prithvi Shubha Gurung informed that the meeting held at Bhaktapur today passed the document in accordance with the new statute of the party. In the meeting, CPN UML Chair K.P. Sharma Oli said the local level elections must be held on the 18th of May as proposed by the Election Commission. The Ministry of Health and Population has said a total of 32.4 million doses of anti-COVID vaccines have been administered in Nepal. At the regular press briefing, Health Ministry spokesperson Dr. Sangeeta Misra says 48.8% population or 14.82 million people of the country have received the full dose of anti-COVID-19 vaccines and 56.4% population have received a single dose. The ministry also informs that the country has received 45.78 million doses of vaccines to date and 32.45 million doses have been administered so far. Meanwhile, a total of 3,637 new cases of COVID-19 have been reported in Nepal today. The Ministry of Health and Population confirmed the cases while testing 11,582 samples. Likewise, 7,555 people recovered from COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry reported 12 corona-related deaths today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,764 in the country so far. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15*7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The government has given a 7-day ultimatum to 7 casinos that have not cleared arrears of their royalty and renewal fees. The 7 casinos, including Hotel Akin Eddy Private Limited, Oriental Hotel Limited, Happy Hour, Rock International and Central Media Private Limited, have been asked to clear the arrears amounting to over 817 million rupees incurred under royalty and renewal fees till the fiscal year 2020-2021. The ultimatum had been given as the repeated calls of the Department of Tourism for the clearance of the arrears fell on deaf ears of the companies. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the westerly wind that is entering from the western Nepal tonight is likely to trigger light to moderate thunderstorms and snowfall for next 3 days. The division warns this atmospheric condition may have implications on the aviation sector, mountaineering, agriculture, transport and people's daily life. Due to the weather change, cold is likely to rise and the division has urged all to take precautionary measures against the probable mercury drop. As per the meteorological experts, the impact of the westerly wind will continue till Saturday and the weather is likely to improve from Sunday. Tamang community in Nepal has marked Sonam Losar today with much fanfare. 2858 Tamang calendar year begins from today. The festival is marked as the new year of the community. On this day, the revelers exchange greetings and enjoy various delicacies. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now, some international updates. At least 26 people have died after they were electrocuted by a falling power cable at a market in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Police say the high voltage cable snapped and fell onto houses and people shopping near the capital Kinshasa on Wednesday. Unverified footage posted on social media appeared to show the aftermath of the incident with several motionless bodies in puddles of water. It is not yet clear what caused the power cable to break. Police said the collapse happened at the Matadi Kibala district on the outskirts of Kinshasa and that a number of people died on the spot. Local media report that the majority of the victims are female market traders. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has accused the US of trying to draw his country into a war in Ukraine. He said America's goal was to use a confrontation as a pretext to impose more sanctions on Russia. Russian President Putin also said the US was ignoring Russia's concern about the European expansion of NATO, the Western military alliance. The US and its allies accused Russia of planning to invade Ukraine, something Russia has repeatedly denied. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally cloudy in Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at a few places of the hilly regions of the Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Karnali Province and Sudur Pashchim Province. There are also chances of light snowfall at some places of western high mountainous region and at a few places of eastern and central high mountainous region. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Top three leaders of ruling coalition discuss local level election and the MCC pact. Home Minister Balakrishna Khand directs security bodies to make necessary election security preparations. CPN Unified Socialist Chair Madhav Kumar Nepal assures of continuation of ruling coalition. And Russia accuses the US of trying to draw Russia into war. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.